And now we open up the pages of the Washington Post magazine, which we do just about every week to find interesting stories about the way we live now. Today, another story about how the world is getting smaller, especially the world of sports. In the NBA, for example, even a casual observer of the game can tell you that the game has become more global. On any given night, you can spot superstars like China's Yao Ming, Germany's Dirk Nowitzki, and Spain's Pau Gasol. But one country that hasn't made much of an impact is Venezuela. The country has given us any number of professional baseball and soccer players, but only more recently has basketball become a national passion in Venezuela, and the player at the center of attention is Gravis Vasquez. He's a point guard for the University of Maryland, and Washington Post reporter Steve Yonda joins us now with the story. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How did you get interested in this?
My beat with the Post is to cover the Maryland men's basketball team, and so doing that last season, I got to know Gravis a little bit, and just at one point just asked him, if I could get out there, would you show me around? And he was open to it.
Which is interesting, because one of the things that the story suggests is that he's not just important to the University of Maryland. It's almost like he's got the whole country on his shoulders as sort of opening up the whole sport for his country. There's a lot of responsibility for a young guy.
Certainly, and I think he's reopening the sport to them because mm-hmm. they've had very few isolated cases where players have made it to the NBA. But
not for long.
Not for very
long.
They've
not been high-impact players.
Not at all.
Not like a Yao Ming, who's a huge star.
Right. They had one player who was on a championship team, but people down there think and they hope, and I had one guy who prayed in front of me that Gravis can be the guy who can last and who can show future generations of basketball players that they not only can make it to the NBA, but that they can last there and that can be a possibility for them.
Tell me about the community where he grew up.
His father lived near a racetrack, and Gravis is a huge horse racing fan. And both his mom and his dad, they lived in what are called barrios. But Gravis, by no means, his family was not, you know, the poorest of the poor. This is not a rags-to-riches story. His dad lived, like I said, in one barrio, El Coche, near a racetrack. And his mom lived in a separate barrio across town.
They're not together.
No, they're not. And you look out their windows and you look toward the outer part of the city and you can see it gets poorer and poorer as you look up.
What are his strengths as a player?
There is a term that is thrown around in sports, someone who is called a gamer, who just, for whatever reason, when the lights come on and the pressure's on, you know, they perform well. And Gravis is a gamer. You know, he shows up when his team needs him to. And that can be in terms of points. That can be in terms of rebounds. That can be in terms of assists. He led his team in all three categories last year.
I would assume, like many college basketball players, he hopes to make it in the pros.
He talks about it constantly. It is clearly a goal for him. And whether he can make it, I think this past summer was a good litmus test for him. He entered the NBA draft and tested out in front of team after team, and he ended up pulling out. No team would guarantee him that they would take him in the first round. Even teams early in the second round were cautious about, you know, giving him a guarantee, you know, if you stay in, we'll take you here. And there were several reasons for that. He's not consistent with his shot, and in terms of speed and agility on defense, being able to keep up with quicker guards. If he can address those issues, if he can, you know, develop a consistent shot and you know, kind of go through the checklist of the things that he was told he needed to work on, yeah, he can last. He certainly has the drive to do it, that's for sure.
I want to go back to something we talked about earlier, which is the place he grew up in Venezuela. One of the points that you make in the piece is that he's not living in sort of desperate poverty in a tin-roofed shack and with no running water. But he is surrounded in a context where there's a lot of pressure to get involved in other activities, like drug dealing, for example. I mean, there's this very vivid scene where I assume they're drug dealers. He's kind of watching a pickup street game, and these guys are out there recruiting all the time. They don't particularly care that you can play basketball. And I'm just interested to know whether that was actually a possible path for him. And did he have to work, or did he and his parents have to work to keep him off of that track?
Certainly it is an option for every kid growing up in Caracas. One of the basketball coaches told me, you know, when you're a boy growing up in Caracas, you have two paths. You can go with the drug dealers or you can go with sports. And with Gravis, it was no different. There was certainly pressure on him from drug dealers called malandros in Venezuela, and they approached him. And his father was a positive influence in keeping Gravis away from that kind of thing.
So if he is feeling sort of the pressure of being the national hope of Venezuela, it doesn't seem to be harming his game.
Well, and that's a distinction I would draw, too. He is aware of it. I don't know that he views it or it affects him as pressure. He doesn't carry it with him like maybe other people would.
Washington Post reporter Steve Yanda wrote the cover piece for the Washington Post magazine, Loud and Proud, profiling Gravis Vasquez. He's a point guard for the University of Maryland. And if you want to read the piece in its entirety, we'll have a link on our website. Just go to npr.org, click on programs, and then go to Tell Me More. Steve Yanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Tell Me More from NPR News.